All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be speaking with Caruana Gitamu, the lead for Customer Advocacy Group at Microsoft Teams Engineering. And we're going to be talking all sorts of things around adoption. So I'm going to ask myself to lead us off because I just remembered the one note. So maybe, Caruana, maybe if you could... tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been with Microsoft and in this customer advocacy group, I guess.
Sure, I will. Well, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Caruana Gitamu, I've been with Microsoft for 8 years now. I spent a good portion of that, though, over in Microsoft IT. I was actually running Office 365 services and doing advocacy work inside of Microsoft for our 150,000 plus employees. And then I moved over into Microsoft Teams Engineering prior to the preview of the product. So I've been with Teams since the beginning. It's been an exciting ride.
Awesome. So I know that you're leading the what's called the Champions Program, and you've sort of developed it. So maybe if you can tell us a little bit more about what the Champions Program is and how someone can get involved within that program.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Microsoft is doing a lot around the issue of end user adoption. And we're doing that to make sure that our customers are going to get the most value out of Office 365. So whether it's the Champions Program or some of the other artifacts that we offer, you know, we want to make sure that people are really getting the most from what we do with our partners and with these initiatives. The Champions Program is a free monthly call that happens. As a matter of fact, it's happening tomorrow morning. And what we do is we help people understand new features that are coming, best practices for end user training and driving adoption. We have customer guest speakers. We have other speakers from other parts of the product group. And anybody can get involved at aka.ms0365champions. And we have a blog that we maintain out on the Microsoft technical community, and people can ask questions in between the meetings that we have. We really just want to have a place and a home for people who are driving adoption of Office 365, you know, all around the world. So we welcome everyone.
Perfect. Just talking about some of the other artifacts, every time I chance I get, I try and promote the Microsoft 365 learning pathways. Caruana, can you talk about this customized training solution and kind of the goal of the solution?
Yes, I certainly can. So, you know, I've been a customer of Microsoft as well as working here and working in the partner ecosystem. And I remember being a customer thinking, why isn't everything just in one place? Why do I have 40 different bookmarks for the things that I need to do? And so I embarked upon this journey to create what I called at the time the toolkit for teamwork. Well, come to find out there were other folks who were doing that same work. So all of us came together from SharePoint engineering, from our content engineering group, to create Microsoft 365 Learning Pathways. And it is basically a customizable template that installs in a customer's SharePoint environment. And it streams direct to them all of our up-to-date end-user training for all of Office 365. So Outlook and Word and Excel and, of course, Microsoft Teams. And if there's a part of Office 365 that a customer isn't using, they can simply turn that workload off. But what's even better about it is it's just a SharePoint site, right? And so they can continue to customize it or work with a partner to customize it for additional training opportunities like, you know, how to get a new computer or what you do on your first day as an employee. So I'm really excited about being able to provide this training hub to all customers and connect it to, again, those business outcomes. We need to invest in our employees to make sure that they're getting the learning that they need when they need it. So that they can really get the most out of the collaboration tools we're giving to them. So it's an exciting time to be here to be able to give that away to folks. But I do encourage customers to work with a partner and come up with a plan around how to drive training and awareness, even to that site and with whatever, you know, obviously other workloads and other things that are happening. Because online training is only one part of a broader training program. Everybody learns in different ways. So I always encourage people to have different types of materials available online and in person and what have you, to help people as they make transitions in technology.
Yeah. And what is the cost of that learning pathways?
It's free.
Absolutely. It's
free. You can download it today. Did I neglect to say that? Yeah, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. Microsoft is offering this as a free service. It is an open source solution. So that means it's supported by the community. It's not supported by your Microsoft Premier support contract. But the community is really good about answering. I'm obviously in the community. We have a service management group that continues to release new content and new features to this. But it is absolutely free. So that's why I think we call this a customer accelerator. The Champions program, the toolkits that we're building on Microsoft adoption and these learning pathways, they're all accelerators for our customers. And they work best when worked with a partner.
And Carol, that leads you to a question I had. With your experience with the learning pathway, what scenarios or where do customers get the most or the best result from using learning pathways?
You know, obviously Microsoft Teams is something that is, you know, many people are moving to, whether they're coming from Skype for Business or they're moving to Teams. The training content that we have in learning pathways is very helpful in that context. And so the people who are making the conversion, you know, they need to understand that Microsoft Teams is not a one-for-one replacement for Skype for Business. It's much, much more than Skype for Business was. Of course, you can do your chats and meetings and have a modern meeting experience. But when you think about apps, when you think about configuring tabs and the rest of Office 365 built into Teams, then you get a much bigger picture. So that's a very successful scenario. But also simply people who are upgrading Office Pro Plus. Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, folks who are moving to the newer version are also getting a lot of value because of the playlist-like style of the way the training is set up. So even if you have a little bit of knowledge of the newer version of Office, but you want to learn something more, you can come into Learning Pathways and find that information. So those are two really common scenarios that I see people going through right now where they need that kind of on-demand training capability.
Right. And, you know, I was installing it today myself for our viewers. Some really powerful things is, number one, there's multi-language support, so it supports up to 9 languages. You had mentioned this, but just to emphasize, what's really cool about this training content is that it auto updates with changes from on the Microsoft server side, right?
And you don't have to do anything to the site itself. If I launch a new training video, that playlist and that video will automatically show up within the experience. So I'm really excited about that. And that's thanks to the work of a gentleman I work with named Peter Krebs, who is in the Marvel team that does all of our content work, both in the admin portal and online. And, you know, the web part that they designed to go into the toolkit framework is just a beautiful thing. And so I'm really excited about that. And we will have multi-language support. Right now, the content itself does not change languages. And so we will be releasing multi-language support, which will obviously be very important as we run up to Ignite. And we hope to do it sooner. So yes, you will definitely be able to get those languages as obviously SharePoint Online continues to evolve those features.
That's great. And one last really quick question. I see there's support for templates and content sets. Is the templates, are they aligned sort of per industry or vertical or the type of business you're in?
No, not at this time. Yeah, not at this time. They're not. And when you say templates, do you mean in SharePoint in the learning pathways or do you mean in Teams?
In the learning pathways.
Oh, yes. All right. So we don't have any industry specific ones yet, but we will be releasing a version of that that's specifically for change managers and champions. So that's the next goal is to have a version of this template that takes you through the steps of a good adoption campaign per our Microsoft 365 adoption guide. There's some key steps we want customers to take. We want to make it easier for them. And so that'll be the next thing that we'll be releasing, and then continue along the backlog. The thing about training content is, you know, you can do it forever. And so we will likely do another kit around first line worker. right? Because we know that if you're an office worker, like, you know, I sit at my desk most of the time, I'll say 50% of the time I'm actually at my desk at the office. The information I need there is very different than if I was on a manufacturing floor or a field sales agent all the time. So we're looking to develop support for those first line worker personas next. So those would be the two big improvements that will be coming to the experience soon.
Great.
Awesome. So, Caruana, back in, I think it was January of this year, you blogged about a new program called the Certified Service Adoption Specialist Program. I think you partnered with edX. Maybe just tell us a little bit about that that program and how it came about and what the thinking was behind it.
Absolutely. I'd love to. So, you know, people, I go to a lot of events, and people actually ask me, how did I end up with such a cool job? You know, and I have to think about it for a little bit, because my route to having this job that is a wonderful blend of technology and building things, which I love to do, and working with people, which I love to do, you know, has been an interesting journey. And more importantly, customers really want to know how to drive adoption, how to practically do it. There's some fantastic organizational change management certifications like ProSci and others, which are very good and important, but they don't address the strategies and tactics of driving a particular service. And so since I've been doing this for a really long time, I decided to launch and write a test and a course, mostly as an experiment at the beginning. Like, would there be any interest in this? Would people respond to it? I'm happy to say that the response has been overwhelming. It's been extremely positive. Since January, we've had more than 11,000 people take the test, and it is the highest conversion rate to a paid certification of any Microsoft class. And people are sharing it on LinkedIn. Customers are starting to ask for the certification. So I'm really excited because it's practical guidance, right? There are six knowledge areas we think are important to drive good adoption. And they're ones that don't always go together, like technical acumen and marketing and communication skills, right? And all of us have something to learn in one area or another in my disciplines there. And so bringing all those together along with business acumen and portfolio management skill and leadership, as well as strategy and planning, puts you on an awesome foundation to drive any service. I do use Microsoft Teams as the example service in the course, so it's relevant for what people are looking for today. But the strategies and tactics that are inside it are really designed for any service. Maybe you're upgrading and launching OneDrive. Maybe you're doing an internet modernization project with SharePoint Online and doing an intelligent internet. There's a bunch of things that you could be doing that these strategies and tactics will apply to. So I'm really happy that people are finding value and have been so complimentary. The content is English only at this time. We're going to be addressing localization in this next half year. And you know, the truth is you can take the course without paying for the certification. So for people who just want the knowledge, it's free. It's free. Go to edX and check it out. Take the course. And then if you feel like you want to be certified as a service adoption specialist at this initial level, then you should go ahead and get that certification.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you.
No problem. I'm just happy people are interested, right? I'm really happy that the industry and customers are understanding the value of adoption. And, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't want them to just turn on Teams or Office or anything else. I want them to change their business. I want them to have a more inclusive, diverse and successful organization. That's what this is about. So, you know, I am extremely blessed. Anything that I get to do is very, I'm very lucky to have the job I have and help these people. So.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks very much, Caruana, for coming on and discussing all the things about your little babies that you've created. And
that's true. They are my right? babies. You're right.
Right. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing the knowledge about some of the new things and how these things have come about and, you know, sort of what your thought about behind them for now the people that are utilizing them. So really, we're fortunate about that.
Thank you. And for any of your viewers who want to just find out about everything, all they have to do is go to aka.msmicrosoftadoption. That's the hub.
And I'll include that inside in our podcast as well.
Great. Thank you so much.
So thanks everybody for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.